Now, the latest trend from Gen Z, we're having a go at them today, is ditching fast fashion. Oh, hold on, they're doing something good. And flashy trends for something simpler. The capsule wardrobe. Think jeans, tees and timeless basics. No frills, no fuss. Fionnuala Moran, broadcaster and sustainability expert and friend of mine, is in studio now to talk us through the benefits of a capsule wardrobe. A capsule, shall we say.
Would you have ever heard of them yourself, Brendan?
Oh, do you know, I'm mad about a capsule.
And there
so
we go.
When I go on holiday, honestly, the runners that I'm in, which I'd normally be kind of hikey friendly runners, but waterproof, that's it. Traveling them, one pair of flip flops, two pairs of shorts, two vests and a t-shirt.
Ryanair snapping, they're not getting any extra baggage fees off you.
Well, I would pay if I was due to pay, of course.
Of course.
But it's actually about just literally having a small bag and getting off the plane first.
Yeah, that's 100%.
Enough. So, okay, go back now. Explain what a capsule wardrobe is to
our listeners. So this is a really limited collection of pieces that work very, very hard for you with a focus on being able to mix and match them. So some people get really bogged down in the numbers of it and they're like, I'm only going to have four tops and four pieces of outerwear and four different things on my lower half. And then they're interchanging all of those. They'll usually do them within a colour palette that kind of complements itself. So you can just really swap everything around. So it's absolute minimal purchasing. They're usually a really, really high quality, very durable pieces that'll last years and are timeless in their style. So there's none of those mad polyester things you'll wear to a festival once and they're destined for disposability. It's none of that. It's back to our lovely linens, our cottons, our denims, all of those things that will last year in, year out. So that's kind of the crux of it. It's not new. I love that it's coming back around again, but it was popularised in the 1970s. It was London boutique owner Susie Faux who brought it in initially. She started offering a capsule wardrobe, all these mix and match pieces, and then Donna Karan popularised it in 1985 stateside. She had a lot of things called her Seven Easy Pieces collection so people could swap them all around all over the place.
So why do you think we're turning back to them? What's the mood change in fashion?
Well, so it's now cringy to post on social media. So that kind of real elaborate swipe up to buy my whole outfit thing, I really hope we're coming to the end of that era. I don't want to be too optimistic in my little sustainability bubble, but just when we see the different policies being made against fast fashion in France, you'd kind of hope this is this sea change now where we enjoy the disposability for a moment and then kind of the reality of it caught up to ourselves. We saw the human rights abuses, we saw the environmental toll, and ultimately and selfishly as well, we also saw that we were staring at wardrobes that were, inverted commas, full, but we had absolutely nothing to wear because it was all trend-led tat, and you look at it a few months after the trend was big and then you're like, oh gee, oh, I don't want that at all anywhere near me. It kind of ages it so rapidly. So it's a turn back to the timeless pieces that we actually love year in, year out.
So I can remember when it changed. So our grandparents made their clothes.
Yeah.
Our tailors made their suits and they had one suit, and then all of a sudden it sped up and we could have this little hit when I was a teenager of this adrenaline, this dopamine hit when you'd buy something for a Friday night disco when you were 14, 15. And then that just kind of exploded.
This is it. So I was in college at the time when Instagram and all came into existence, and it overlapped with the existence coming into fruition of the hyper fast fashion brands. So that just was this perfect storm of disposability. Everything was so cheap. We were young. We had so little money that we were like, yes, amazing. And then it became, in inverted commas again, embarrassing to wear something twice. So we made the psychological flip rapidly where all of our clothes were wear once and then no, we're trying to like copy these people on Cribs and MTV that we were raised on who only ever wore their clothes once. But now we're kind of peeling back from that and going, that's absolutely deranged behaviour. Let's not do that anymore. And also, once you're stuck in those micro trend cycles that change every week, once you're trying to follow those, you're always going to be bankrupting yourself to keep up with something that's already done by the time that you hear about it.
So is the great, there seems to be a great awakening.
I hope so.
A cross-platform consumer awakening. Stop buying stuff we don't need. So what's sufficiency wardrobe?
So that's 74 items. This is done by the Hot and Cool Planet. They do a lot of climate research. And basically they were looking at these things to say we've enough clothes now, all of us, for six generations on the planet. So that's just a mad, mad amount of clothes. I'll tell you how far our overconsumption has gone.
Wow.
And the hyperproduction has gone. So it's just a thing of peeling back and saying that's a really manageable way to do it without being maybe as restrictive as a capsule wardrobe can be, because I know a lot of people have very varied lives, different hobbies. They'll need different clothes for different things. I think a really strict capsule wardrobe might suit you very well if maybe you live an office-based life and you're largely going out to say the cinema or something.
You're lucky enough to work in a job where you have a uniform.
This
so
is
if
it.
You work in the medical profession or you work, you just have, you know, 40 or 80 hours of your week.
You can have just two outfits. Your in-work outfit and your out-of-work outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're sleeping in the nip. That's all you have.
Do you have a capsule wardrobe?
I don't, but I've noticed myself over the last few months moving more and more towards this and years, because I gave up fast fashion in 2019. I started off with a 6 month buying ban, and even since then the quality of the things I buy is
massively
increased.
Well, you did that, did you?
Yeah,
a 6 month buying ban. You just wouldn't allow yourself to buy
anything. Reset of the brain. Yeah, so
like,
I started.
You bought food, obviously.
Oh no, just my clothes.
Just clothes. Yeah. But I'm thinking, did you ban technology? Did you ban, you know?
It was more fast fashion focus for me, because I would have been out at a lot of different events, and in that kind of mindset that we were all sort of being trained to be in, to be like, just wear it once and then you have to get the new thing. And I was giving myself excuses as well. I was like, I was picturing that before, like whatever. So I peeled back from all of that, and I was still going to these events, but I was getting very creative with my wardrobe then, and being like, oh, I can restyle this that way, or I can upcycle this that way. But now, since having done that for, is it 6 years now? I think my maths, 2019, I don't know.
Yeah, 6 years.
Yes, thank you.
Five and a half, yeah.
Fact check. But I've kind of noticed now the things in my wardrobe that I'm really excited to see coming out of the attic every year, say each summer, if I have lovely linen cohorts made by Irish companies, or if I have different cotton things and I'm like, oh, it's so breathable, amazing, the colour, everything, it's timeless. As opposed to a lot of the stuff that had kind of accumulated in my wardrobe was polyester stuff, a lot of things made from petrochemicals, which made from oil essentially, which is the main issue in our climate crisis that we're suffering with. And those are the things that I was like, oh, I'm not excited to see that again. So those are the things I'm not going to allow become clutter in my house again. I think a really powerful reframing that I've seen a lot on social media people doing, when there is, say, it being in rooms or attics or wardrobes that are really, really cluttered, they go, all of this used to be money and I've traded my time to buy all of this. So if we're kind of consistently wasting the resources that we worked really hard to build on stuff that doesn't serve us at all, I think that's a powerful way to go,
okay, I'm convinced. Joy. Even though I get such a rush when I buy something I really like, I'm not going to lie, the dopamine hit is still real because I'm from the 80s.
And that's the thing, secondhand as well. So I
love secondhand.
Exactly. Brand new and new to me. Same dopamine rush in the brain.
Thank you so much. Okay, for someone who wants to start building their capsule wardrobe, where do we begin? Rule of fives, Tiffany Drake says.
So she did kind of a similar thing to me, in that she was just buying only five items all year long. So I think anything like that where you're thinking, really consciously honing your buying, is a brilliant place to go. But I would say ultimately, start with what you have. What do you constantly reach for? What do you love that you have? And why do you love it? And do a little kind of self audit of your wardrobe like that and build up from there. If there's stuff that's piling up and you've bought loads of it and you know you never wear it, that's the stuff that you need to go, okay, I need to stop myself from buying those again, and keep a list of what you need, and then only let yourself buy stuff off the list. You'll figure out very quickly what are wants and needs.
Give us the list.
Well, it depends on you. Totally on people's wardrobe. So I'd say your lifestyle and your landscape are going to impact everything that you need to buy. So what I need is going to be totally different to someone living a different lifestyle needs. So just look into your own wardrobe. What's already there? What's buried under loads of tat that you don't wear anymore?
Start there.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I do? I have a shower. So I feel like I'm not going to make the clothes sweaty because the weather's been quite warm. And then I go in and I try loads of things on.
Brilliant.
And I remember, okay, this gives me no joy anymore. It doesn't actually really fit anymore. It's too big, too small, whatever it is. And so I do a no joy pile and a joy pile. And then the no joy pile I give to my nephews and my brother, and they picture it first and then I give it away.
Fantastic. And I love that. And I would always say as well, because I think a lot of women as well, especially, would do the, oh, I'm going to fit back into those jeans things. Like,
Get rid of it.
Make the clothes fit the body, not the body fit the clothes. That has got to be the motto, and then just move along from there, whether it's bringing things, if you still love them, to the tailor and getting them reshaped, or as you say, passing them on to another loving home.
Yeah, exactly. Share them.
Amen.
And everybody needs a little denim jacket. I have a picture of my sister and all of her friends, and they're all in flowery dresses and denim jackets. They'll never go out of fashion.
Absolutely.
Because they were never in fashion. There,
oh, the listen, shots are fired.
Listen, you're always a joy, never a chore. Finola Moran, thank you so much for coming in.